Well, council delivery.
Well, I think I can speak for everybody up here that we would again like to thank the Planning and Zoning Commission and all of staff for their work on this. I don't know, at least in the 3 years I've been involved with city work, that staff has, there's too many issues that have required as much work and effort and research and energy on behalf of the Planning and Zoning Commission, not to mention staff. So again, I'd like to publicly say thank you. And, you know, I'll try to keep my thoughts as brief as I can. I think first and foremost, the downtown is a commercial core of our community. It's our job to pursue the right mix and balance of uses to support downtown's various roles. In fact, I know part of our record referred to some testimony we received from the owner of a local business called CC Benefits that talked about the in excess of 500 economic impact studies they've done around the country in various communities about how colleges or educational institutions impact their community. And their conclusion was that even though upfront they missed out on some tax revenue, that overall the presence of that education, those various educational institutions in the downtown of the community were a positive. It was a win-win situation. So to accomplish the goal of finding this proper mix, we need to find enough density of retail and seek an appropriate mix of other uses. And there are conditions, I believe, there are conditions under which educational institutions can strategically complement the economy of the downtown. And I think that works here in Moscow. So what principles are guiding us as we have some important decisions to make tonight? Well, for me, it's not about personality, and it's not about religion. It's not about all the talk about lawsuits. It's trying to do what I think we do each night we meet and serve, and that's try to do the right thing by the community. So with that said, I think this is about predictability, it's about equity, and it's about complementary land uses. And so what we need to do is address the specific conditions that are consistent with a process like that. We need to take a rational approach to come up with the results. We've talked tonight about parking and health and safety and noise and the big picture of our downtown's infrastructure. And so when I read over the proposed ordinance, and I know that, again, part of the work that was done, the P&Z was very specific about what factors should be considered for schools, commercial schools, and educational institutions in whatever zone they may be conditionally permitted based on our decision tonight. And so I also hope as a part of this process that we can add more specificity to the other seven conditional uses that are there. I think it's a good thing to guide future boards and councils with that level of detail. For example, just an example, we would be more inclined to support an educational institution that is on the upper floor of a building in the central business district than on the lower level. And we would encourage educational institutions on the lower level where they can to add to the retail exposure there. That doesn't mean that if they have the school on the main floor that in and of itself should rule them out. The parking issue has been talked about a great deal tonight. Every land use creates some demand for parking. And I don't know of any downtown in the United States that singled out education to be the only entity that is required, that has a parking permit or a parking requirement. And I just don't know what would cause us to pull out of the hundreds of potential uses in downtown and choose only educational institutions to provide that parking. I think a parking ordinance like that potentially could be challenged. And a number of people have questioned how we would enforce that. I think collective demand is what we're after. And I know Joel has access to information, and community planners have access to information. that tells you that a certain type of business or entity in your central core will, based on its square footage or number of people, require so many parking spaces. So that might be a process that would get us really closer to analyzing this, because I know I have operated a business in downtown Moscow for 28 years, and there are times when there is a parking problem, but I don't, you know, it's somewhere in the middle. At times on Friday night or perhaps Saturday morning, when there is there are events downtown, we do have some parking issues, but I don't know how those relate directly to some of the educational institutions that are principally there during the day. And I think the code also should take into consideration the building. You know, the Verizon building has some difficulties because of its size. You're not going to find a multitude of businesses that could naturally use that building. So I think that's something that part of that specificity we might want to look for in the code. So, you know, my direction would be that we adopt these code changes minus the language having to do with parking. I would also hope that the future council would develop a master parking plan as a part of the comp plan updates that are going to occur in the near future as we work through the new cities initiative. It's not my phone anymore. And again, repeating myself, but add specificity to all the conditional uses so that that would guide us into the future. I also think I've heard clearly from the community, they're not looking for expansion of educational institutions in our core. I think that's pretty clear. So back on June 27th, our charge was different. We had to interpret the code, and I do want to stick up for staff just a little bit, because, you know, in the legal world, one judge will make one interpretation of a situation, and it gets appealed to the next level. The next judge may have a totally different read on, and it goes all the way up, and it can go all the way to the Supreme Court. So I don't fault our staff for having the difficult task of interpreting the code, and it was a challenging task back on June 27th. But tonight, I think we want to, you know, figure out how to move forward. And I believe a step in that direction would be to consider the following motion. I would like to move we approve the ordinance minus the language having to do with the parking requirement. So that would involve deleting, I believe, the last whereas, Joel, as well as section 6-5, paragraph E, subparagraph 5. So I'm just suggesting that subparagraph 5 come out, and that's the one that deals with the parking requirement in the central business district alone, and that we approve that ordinance under suspension of the rules requiring three complete and separate readings.
I'd like to second it, please.
Further discussion? Nancy.
I'm surprised at the suggestion about removing the parking requirement. I was taken by the observation here that we require one parking space per bed at the hospital. We require one per three beds at nursing homes, apparently presuming that we have more people visiting folks in the nursing homes than we do have students attending classes on a regular basis. I was surprised at the Planning and Zoning Commission's recommendation of reducing the required parking from one per 1.5 students in some areas to one per each five students, and I actually favored the stricter standard for the parking regulations. I think Mike Curley brought up a number of points of concern as this document is written. I don't think we'd need to send it back to Planning and Zoning for clarification, but I think it's something that it might take a little bit of a few minutes of our time to hash out. In particular, I was concerned, you know, his remarks about the commercial schools in the RTO zone and being required that they be in the same building and they must be associated with some particular activity. And I agree with the point, why should that be? There should be a provision to allow otherwise, I think, there. The reality that conditional use permits can give us that ability to say no, I think is realistic. And I think we all realize we're sitting here because of a single error that was made fairly recently and trying to fix that. It's very important to me that we protect the integrity of our downtown function. I do think that mixed use works so well in different communities around the world. I think that having schools is not necessarily disruptive and certainly maybe advantageous, but that said, it's very clear in our city's documents that the downtown is intended to be for commercial retail use. And so whatever we can do to protect that function, I think is critically important, and certainly parking is a large component of that for me. Let's see, I had a number of comments here about this. There was mention about adding the term industrial zone in one of the whereas comments. We're talking about commercial schools as defined in the zoning code. This is on page 1 of 10. May be permitted as conditional uses within the research technology and office zoning district, and industrial, I think, was a reasonable addition to that. And it appears that that was left out of the language in this document. So I can't support the motion as posed with regard, especially to that parking consideration.
John? I guess I'll start by saying that I think that this is an issue we've spent 6 months on. P&Z has spent a long time on. I would hope that we would not rush through this, because I think there are almost every phrase should probably be looked at carefully. I mean, the third whereas or the fourth whereas or something like, whereas the council has determined to be in its best interest to allow schools. I wonder why we would have a whereas that talks about the best interest of the six of us. It seems like an odd whereas. Just a phrase like that should be fixed. And I think there's a bunch of those. And so I guess I would like to, I guess the proper way, instead of just saying I don't like something or other, is to make a motion. I'd like to make a motion to amend this so that, in fact, we're doing this just on its first reading as opposed to three readings, so that we, in fact, have a few weeks to, even after we've gone through this tonight and made some changes to things, to be able to then consider those and perhaps have Randy consider those to whether, in fact, the changes we made it better or worse, for instance, because otherwise we're going to end up making amendment changes to individual phrases and being stuck with them, which I don't think is a good idea. So I would like to move that we do this just on its first reading.
You would amend the original motion on first reading instead of under suspension of the rules.
Okay. If I may, for clarification, are you saying that you wish to amend the original motion deleting the parking requirement and considering the motion of, or the ordinance on first reading?
Yeah. And then, in other words, I'm not going to make an amendment that talks about three different things at the same time, so I'll just make an amendment that just deals with the numbers of readings. That's all right. I may make many other amendments before we're done.
Second then.
Okay. Further discussion on the amendment.
John? I was just wondering if we could get a comment from Randy or Gary whether that is in fact an amendment or a different motion, since that's pretty much at the core of the way we conduct or pass business.
Yeah, I'd consider an amendment because it's the same motion. It just doesn't involve waiving the rule requiring three separate and complete readings and to be read by title only.
Okay. I'm actually not opposed to having this on the first reading, even though I would really like us to move forward with this issue. When we voted on this, my history, of course, is I remember that we have had schools, and I think there was a deletion in the code, which we didn't talk about, which there is some debate among community members, so we won't go into that. But so I believe that there was a problem with the code and that New St. Andrews should be there along with the alternative school and the other schools. But I think that there are a few little cleanups that we could probably do with the language. I would like us to move forward with this, though. Having it on the first reading would allow it to come back in a couple weeks, and we could make those small changes, such as the industrial and the maybe some other small little changes. But so I am not opposed to that motion, though I hope that this council can move forward with it.
I agree with Peg as far as moving forward. I think that's an important item. There are some wording things that probably should be addressed in smaller specifics here. As far as parking, I think a lot of what we talked about tonight, we lost the issue. And we had given to planning and zoning the charter to develop an ordinance of where do schools belong. Do they belong by right? Do they belong by conditional use permit? Do they belong differently in one zone than another zone? And this is what they gave back. And I think they did a very good job. There's actually very small changes that they made to the existing code, except for putting in commercial schools and educational institutions. When we got into parking, that's a whole different issue, and certainly wasn't part of the where do schools belong. They can be part of maybe taking a look at do we need how many spaces, or what do we need for what kind of school and which kind of zone. But I think the way this is written, I support John's motion in not requiring off-site parking out of the central business district for any school downtown, because I think that it's arbitrary, it's punishing, or it's picking out specific group, and we're losing sight of what we were trying to do in the first place. And there's virtually no way to administer that fairly. Students at New St. Andrews are just as much citizens of a city of Moscow as are anybody else. So I support John's motion on the parking issue. I could, however, I do think we need to go back and do some tweaking on the wording that we have in some of the whereases and the specific zones that we have. So I would support reading in a second reading.
Nancy?
Just in response to Joanne's comment about treating NSA students differently in regard to parking, I would say that parking requirements don't marginalize one's rights of citizenship. If the purpose of downtown is for retail, and we have any other kind of a large-scale establishment, such as an educational institution, that certainly can put an undue burden on this. Now, would we say, you know, Gritman shouldn't have off-street parking requirements or something? Of course they should. And I think the same would be true for a school in the downtown area, an educational institution in particular. One point I want to make, Peg had mentioned, making small changes to this as we look at this on second and potentially third readings. But one probably relatively large consideration that I'm concerned about is this language that persists that says and similar public or private institutions, because that has been at the crux of this whole issue here. That was where the misinterpretation lay when we had it presented first to city staff, and when it came to our Board of Adjustment and to the City Council, the language or similar public or private institutions. And I would like to see that language either stricken from this portion or inserted in the requirements for conditional use permit. Whether you all consider that a minor change or that we might put in as an amendment on a second reading, or whether it's a major one that would be a stumbling block for us, I'm not sure, and I appreciate comments about that.
Sure. I would like to comment on what you just commented on, because I want to point out that in the central business district, no one is required to have off parking out in another area. So to require educational institutions to do that would be separating them out from every other kind of organization that is in the Central Business District. I fully support the having parking requirements in other zones, just like everything else does, but not in the Central Business District unless it is administered fairly and across the board to all organizations within that district.
Could we focus our discussion on the amendment to the motion? Linda, would you like a chance to speak?
Yes, I would, actually. You know, one thing I'm seeing with what the testimony was here tonight is that we've come a long way from the earlier hearing in front of this body, where people are saying, you know, we need to get a hold on this. There is a use downtown that is an issue here, but we need to get a hold on it. We have parking issues. Some people say we don't. I think it's pretty generally appreciated that there is, if not all the time, certainly from time to time, there is a definite issue of parking in the Central Business District. The effect of educational institutions in the Central Business District is really the problem that we're still having trouble getting our hands around. And that additional parking pressure, the lack of development standards that would require, for example, ground floor, commercial space, those kinds of things. A lot of that can be dealt with in the conditional use process. I think that this ordinance really does need a pretty careful edit at this point. But I appreciate where planning and zoning has come from. I want to see the conditional use permit process put into place here, and I believe that it can work democratically and consistently, because we have had in the past, we've had some very careful work with the conditional use permit process, and I believe that it, with decent standards, we can make this work. But this existing ordinance, the way it is tonight, and from what I've heard tonight, I'm not ready to go. 2 weeks would be a great idea.
Okay.
Just a clarification. I'm holding my comments on parking because you did pull your parking from your amendment. Your amendment is only that this would be the first reading, correct?
Amendment of time.
Okay. Because I wanted to make sure that
we're just talking about
parking. And you originally talked about that. So I wanted to make sure we were all on the same page. The amendment was just on that.
John?
You know, after hearing your comments, I agree that we'd be better served not to do this tonight, so I will support John's amendment. And I also wanted to add, Nancy, you made some good points about the parking, and I guess that's part of the reason I didn't want us to adopt it as a part of this ordinance, because in planner's guides you will see that there are other entities that exist in our downtown that put greater pressure on our parking than educational institutions. A restaurant is a very good example. And that's why I'd rather take more of a holistic look at this than just focusing on the educational institution. So I'm not saying we shouldn't do that, and we shouldn't continue to do whatever the city can to enhance the parking situation, but that was my reasoning for part of my reasoning for pulling it from this.
Okay, let's take a vote on the amendment. Okay. Start with Linda.
Aye.
Okay. Amendment passes. Now further discussion on the motion then as amended. Okay.
Now I'll talk about parking, since we've all been talking about it. On the parking, I agree completely. I think parking needs to be looked at more holistically, because I was quoted in the paper, but only half quote, saying that I don't find parking to be a problem. The second half of my quote would have been, because I live a block and a half from downtown and I generally walk. Parking varies at different times. And when you start requiring one place to have parking, there's a lot of nonprofits that do put a large burden on the downtown parking that I fully support. Special event, art openings, a lot of other things. So I think when we look at parking, I hear Friday night parking is a problem. Now, Am I thinking maybe there's another reason people are downtown on Friday nights at 5:30? Possibly. They could be some other place. So I think we have to look at parking. And I really appreciate, Stu Scott was here earlier, that he had done a survey. I know there are several people from New St. Andrews that have done surveys. But I think we need to take a real length of time and study and come up with a plan for parking, not just say, this person needs parking because there's a parking problem. There are certain areas in downtown that there are parking problems, and there are certain areas that have time-constrained parking problems. So putting it in this, I don't believe, is the place, and I think it needs to be looked at elsewhere. Otherwise, I support this.
Further discussion?
I think B.J. Swanson's suggestion during the testimony was very good, to take a look at the SRG parking study from before and to see what it might cost to have that done at this time, and what because we are in a process right now. John Kimberling reminded me before the meeting, of course, it's New Cities Initiative time, and this is a great great opportunity for us to take a look at the future of downtown, which is part of the New Cities themes that we've been developing. So it does seem to be coming together, and I would ask that staff take a look at what that would cost. I don't think it would take very long to find out.
Further discussion?
Even though this is, or this will be, just the first reading, I guess I would like to go through the different zones, because I think that they are not as homogenous as this document makes it seem. And so that I'll go for my five.
A point of order. If we are going to be doing this for, you know, if this is a first reading, and the ordinance is going to be reworked, perhaps we could receive that in the form of a memo that could come to us, and we could all look at it prior to the next meeting.
I was going to suggest, Your Honor, that if it is going to be considered a first reading, it would be appropriate to do that research, bring it to the administrative committee for review, and prepare it for a presentation to the council on the 19th. Might be the most efficient way to approach it.
That would be okay.
I would echo that. I think that's a very good idea. Give us all a little time to sort of go through this paragraph by paragraph. And I think it's probably prudent for me to just weigh in and say I'm not content with the way this draft appears now. I think we among ourselves can make it much better. And I look forward to providing input so that the administrative committee can review all of our comments.
Yeah, I'm pleased with that recommendation. I think that's the way we should go.
I have one question that I'd like to ask of Randy, and that is, it was brought up with somebody that the phrase "shall also be considered" is in all of these. So cumulative impacts of, you know, and proximity to other existing schools, commercial schools, educational institutions shall also be considered. Does that have any legal meaning? So should it be there or not? I guess that's my question.
It's my understanding that the Planning and Zoning Commission thought it did. I don't think it adds. If you're asking my legal opinion, I don't think it adds anything to what is available under the conditional use permit process.
Okay.
But it was my understanding that they felt concerned that they wanted to guide the Board of Adjustment in focusing on cumulative effects. And so they chose, and Joel can correct me, but it's my understanding that they chose to forward it this way in spite of that comment that I made.
Okay, so I'll stick something about that in my memo. The other question I had was that there was some comment about the development agreement with the Moscow High School. And I'd ask to see if we could have a copy of that for this meeting, and we don't. So I guess for the next meeting or before the next meeting, it would be interesting to review that to see if in fact something about that development agreement impacts what we are doing or about to do with this. And let's see. I suppose that's enough. I'm fine.
Okay, further discussion from the council? Let's do it with a roll call vote then, starting with John Kimberly.
Aye.
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 Motion carries. We have an ordinance without a number yet of the City of Moscow, Idaho, a municipal corporation of the state of Idaho, providing for the amendment of Moscow City Code Title IV, Chapters 3 and 4 and 6 to allow schools, commercial schools, and/or educational institutions by conditional use permit in certain commercial and special zoning districts, clarifying that the university zoning district includes educational institutions, adding an off-street parking requirement. Deleted that, excuse me. Providing that the provisions of this ordinance be deemed severable and providing for this ordinance to be in full force and effect from the date of its passage, approval, and publication according to law. Mike?
Could you go to the podium, Mike? I'm sorry, but we're recording.
I'm sorry, I really direct this at Mr. Fife probably for advice to council, but you had two motions pending and you only voted on one, and I'm not sure if everybody knew what they were voting on, but so that there is no problem with the ordinance, it's appropriate to vote on the amendment and then the principal motion.
We did that.
We did that.
Okay.
Okay, we'll move on then. I think we're going to take a 5-minute recess before we start the next public hearing.